Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 28th of April, and in the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through 1 John. These podcasts give a bit more detail than can be covered in those sermons. We're up to chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 13 and 14 today. Verse 13 says, "We know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit." To be given his Spirit, quite something. We all like being given gifts. I was given very nice gifts for my birthday this year, and I'm very grateful. And at the time of recording, it's the day before the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton here in London. And they themselves would be expecting, I'm sure, wedding gifts. They actually have asked, instead of to be given gifts, for people to donate to some charities they've selected. That's a very laudable thing. And those charities will then receive money. One person commented, a fellow called Gareth Harper of the Northern Ireland-based Peace Players International. They use basketball to bring together young people from a Catholic and a Protestant background. And he and his charity are likely to receive some of this money, and he was quoted as saying, "It is fantastic news for us, and we are extremely honoured and flattered that our work has been acknowledged in such a public way." He's honoured, he's flattered, and it's fantastic news for them. Excellent. But how much more fantastic news it is that we can be given God's Spirit, and that he would live in us. This is something Jesus promised in John 14, picking up in verse 23. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Jesus promises that he and the Father will come to make their home with and in us. And he goes on to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is given us so that we can have an intimate relationship with God. In Ephesians 1, verse 13 to 15, it says, "You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." There are many other wonderful things talked about in Ephesians to do with the Holy Spirit, and if you want to learn more about the Spirit, then I'd recommend a study of Ephesians. And here he summarizes this deposit, this seal. We are sealed for the day of redemption. It's a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until that day of redemption. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. No human being can give us such things. Only God, through Jesus, gives us this opportunity for the Spirit to live in us and for him to live in and with us. And because of this deposit, because of this gift, because God lives in us, therefore our witness is very powerful. Now, he refers to this witness in verse 14 that follows, but we will deal with that tomorrow. If you'd like to know more about our church work, have a look at our website, nwlcc.org, or drop me a line via that website if you want to know more. Until then, until the next time we look at verse 14, have a wonderful day, and God bless.